Yeah, great to be with you on the on Radio Pulpit. Thank you so much for joining us. And someone else who's joining us this afternoon, such a privilege to have you with us on air, is Hlali Sifika. I just wanted to say welcome here to Radio Pulpit. How are you doing?
I'm feeling good, and you?
And congratulations, firstly, on being one of the finalists here on our Top 30 Pitch Your Business competition. How's that feel?
Unbelievable, but quite awesome, I must say. It caught me off guard.
Yeah, we're so blessed to have you with us and really, really excited about you and your business. But before we get into that, how are you doing? How's the family all doing well?
The family is wonderful. They also tuned in because it was actually quite the opportunity. And everyone was just trying to listen. It's like, oh, we have to tune in. But I was like, you know, the family is in high spirits, definitely.
Oh, wonderful. Well, welcome to the family. Great to have all of you guys with us. And Hlali, thank you so much for joining us and just telling us a little bit more about yourself and also your business. But before we get there, actually, the first question is tell us a little bit more about yourself, and then we just want to get into your business, but also pitch your business. How did you get involved, or how did you hear about Pitch Your Business, and why did you sign up for this or register for this competition? But tell us a little bit more about yourself first, Hlali.
Okay, now I'd be only happy to. So basically, Hlali Sifika is from a small town of Bloemfontein.
Okay.
Basically, I've been like a former baker turned basically an emerging entrepreneur.
Wow.
With a minor background a bit in architecture way back in the day. Mm-hmm. Then I switched it up. Didn't actually finish, but I actually have a lot of invaluable insights I learned from that I switched up. And I went into business. This is about 8 years ago. And ever since I've been doing it, and you know, I'd like to call myself like an underdog with big dreams that has been through the trials and tribulations of entrepreneurship as a whole, the struggle over the glory, you know. So pretty much with what had our fair shares of successes and failures, because it's been a family business that I started with my brother and my mother. And right now we're just running it with my brother, and third iteration of it right now, because we pivoted to something fresher, because as I said, I was a baker. So it is from that angle that we're taking it from.
Wow, awesome. And Hlali, siblings, family, you spoke about your family, wife, kids, not there yet, or what's your life look like?
Because I do feel that it takes a toll on you. So it has been quite a sacrifice that I told myself that it is something I am doing for the family that I'm with at this current point in time. But also, I'm looking to build it as a platform that will uplift the family that I intend to actually have into the future.
Oh, love that. And then tell me, faith, what role has faith played in this whole process, Hlali?
Firstly, if I'm going to touch onto the business and how faith plays into it, I think you'll even understand as to the name itself, it's Oven Miracles. I mean, Oven Miracles for me has always been something ever since I started it, even ever since I left varsity. And it is something that I've never felt to quit on. I mean, if I could even describe it as far from a scripture that always carries me, it's a short and sweet scripture, which is Proverbs 10 verse 4, that says, lazy hands makes for poverty, but diligent hands brings wealth. And for me, that carrying me has always been about the sense that this thing, when I call it Oven Miracles, and even if I'm to tell you a little bit about product itself as to what it has done for me, it is that there's been many, many trials with it, whereas we thought that there's been times where you'd want to quit, but something inside of me has never shaken. And even programs like this has confirmed that what we are looking for is relevant in how we're thinking about it. So if I'm going to just tell you a little bit about the business with the product, it's Oven Miracles Miracle Quick Mix, which is a multi-instant bake mix. So that comes from a background, because as I said, I'm a former baker. I've always didn't like premixes. So since I didn't like premixes, I just thought that, you know, taking something that if I'm going to ever use a premix and make it easy for other people, I'd rather do it myself from scratch, because there's always this thing where you have an artificial taste to premixes.
Oh, yes.
So we've created something with wholesome ingredients And we had created it all the way that it competes with like your standard big guys in the industry. But we even took it a step further. With the innovation that we've come up with right now, we call it a miracle quick mix just add water. So just imagine that you use a premix where you only add water. There's no eggs, there's no milk, there's no oil, none of those things. Water. Mix it, pop it in the oven, and then that's it. We like it with a slogan where we just say for our customer, they should bake, munch, smile.
Wow. Now, that sounds like something even I can do.
Indeed.
Yeah,
indeed.
I'm not a big baker, you know, but just pour water and there you go. And that's it.
You just like to say, add water to your problems.
That's amazing. And so what typical products can you bake then? What have you developed it into, Khlali, yet so far in terms of a cake or muffins or scones, or what is it that you've developed so far?
Okay, so the concept as to what it was, it's that it's a fully fledged product, and it's actually going through SABS testings as we speak. Basically, it's a multi-purpose instant bake mix. So this stems from a product we had initially we called the Miracle Bake Mix, and then this has evolved into a Miracle Quick Mix. So being that it's a multi-purpose, it means with the same premix, you can actually bake a cake and make muffins with it. Also, we also have a classic mix as well. So the flavors that we have at the moment is brand flavor. We have chocolate flavor, we have vanilla flavor.
Wow.
With these, you can make your, with just one bag, which they come in a kilogram type of form, you can make muffins and you can make cake with it. And then your classic mix is a 3-in-1, where you can make your flapjacks, you can make your waffles, you can make your pancakes as well. So literally just with the addition of water, because even we thought about the economy as you think as to how eggs can be expensive, because we've done even our surveys on the ground where you hear our clients talking and they're complaining. One of the big things like, oh, I spent so much on eggs. And we're like, why not look at all these ingredients in dehydrated format and then reconfigure them into a product that it actually works, is cost effective, but it's of the highest quality. That is what we believe that we are about, and it's what we've done with the product in and of itself.
Wow.
So we've tried to put the problem before the solution. So with the problem, this is the solution that we've come up with pretty much.
I love it. So now I tell you, when it goes to market and is ready, I'll definitely be on the lookout for that. But speaking of which, then, you say it's undergoing SABS testing at this stage, eh?
Yes. Great. Because you see, one of the biggest pitfalls, as I said, that we've had our fair shares of struggles and you know, successes, is that small entrepreneurs never realize the importance of compliance. Compliance is so huge that it plays a huge part in what you do in an industry that you play. It literally can close all your doors, regardless what it is that you bring to the fore. And it is also showing that with food, particularly being an industry we work in, is that it's what people are constantly consuming every day. Literally, it's something you put into your body 3 times a day at the least. So we have to be sure that the product that it is that you're going to be putting into your body, we know that we can vouch for it beyond just words, but actually even with scientific proof.
No, fantastic. And so I'm assuming that once the SAB testing is done, then there will be rollout plans for go-to markets and proper marketing then and everything. And then I can buy my ready mix, my oven miracle.
100%.
I'll be one of the first guys looking out for that. And I'm just looking at your Facebook. I see you've got a Facebook page. If I'm looking at the right one, OM Foods, Oven Miracles.
That's the one.
And but this is only in fledgling stage, There's so much more to come. As you said, you're gearing up, ramping up for the big reveal and a big proper go-to-market, and really looking forward to that as well. In the meantime, if people do want to go and have a look or just find out more, they can go to your Facebook page. Is that correct?
Yes, they can go to our Facebook page, which is Oven Miracles Enterprises. Okay. Right now, as you say, it's just a fledgling page, but we do have another one that shows pretty much our history, which what we were about, which is OM Foods. So if you just type in OM Foods, because we used to run a bakery, and so we converted that into being fully fledged to say, look, we want to supply other bakeries because we know a pain of being a baker, being put up with long hours and long queues of consumers looking for your product.
We
say that we are putting ourselves in their shoes because we've been there before. So they can definitely hit us up on our Facebook page. Also, even via WhatsApp with our number on 081-323-1391. But if could just say a minor point as well, I would say that the benefit of this program comes at a delicate time at our development as a business, because we are definitely looking to partner up with people who actually get what we're talking about, because for the longest time, you can feel like another underdog in business, as I said. So when you have partners that really understand and are much more equipped to take you to that next level, that's where places like Big Picture Business and partners of the like actually come in and bring up the small guy. Because at the end of the day, we're all just looking to enter into the supply chain of the country and even make jobs whilst we're at it, because we know of the dire situation that we do have in the country. And that is what Oven Miracles is all about.
I love it. So it's all about empowerment and really just also bringing in, as they would often say, if I hear you correctly, something that's maybe unconventional, but a game changer in terms of fast tracking the whole industry. And in that sense, almost, you know, not being disruptive, but bringing about a whole new perspective, which is disruptive to the conventional way of doing things. But that's really going to be awesome. Khlali, I wanted to hear, how did you hear about Pitch Your Business? How did you come across this, you know, great initiative that Radio Pulpit have the privilege of promoting?
Actually, I was just scrolling online. I think I went onto my Facebook page. When I was on Facebook, it popped up at me, because I'm not going to lie, I'm always entering competitions and these entrepreneurship development programs. So I literally, even when I sit with my brother, we always like be filling out forms all the time, day and night. He throws them my way, I throw him his way. And it was like, and I think at that one point, I don't even remember if it was him or me, and we just stumbled upon it, but it was on Facebook. And I was just like, you know what, here's the application form, is pretty easy enough. And I was like, look, what's the worst that could happen? There's nothing to lose, really. And there's everything to gain. You understand?
Wonderful. Khlali, love it and very excited for you. We wish you all of the best for you and your boots. And may your business go from strength to strength. And we pray God's richest blessing over you, as we do for all our finalists and those who are participating in the competition. But may it really be an awesome time for you, and looking forward to supporting you when the product's on the shelves. All of the best.
Indeed. Thank you for the opportunity, and it's been a wonderful, wonderful time talking to you.
It's been great to chat to you and to you and the family. Everyone, have a great evening there. Thank you for joining us, and many blessings to you.